ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 10, Text Number 36. Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Tatra, tatra, ha, tatra chay, hari, pratyujatar hana. Sayam Deje Disham Hastad Gavishto Gam Gatas Tata Tatra Tatra Hatatra Chay Tatra Tatra Hatatra Chay Hari Pratyujatar Hanaha Hari Pratyutyatarhana Sayam Beje Disham Paschad Sayam Beje Disham Paschad Gavishto Gangatastada Gavishto Gangatastada Tatra 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 chaye Hari pratyutyatarhana Sayam beje disham paschad Yavishto gangatastada Please chat. Hari Pratyujatarhana Sampasta Ladies. Tatra. I'm sorry. Tatra, tatra. At different places. Ha. It is so. Tatra chai. By local inhabitants. Parihi. The personality of Godhead. Patyujatar hanaha. Being offered presentations and worshipful regards. Sayam, the evening. Beje, having overtaken. Disham, direction. Paschat, western. Right, western. Oh. It's different here. It says Western. Interesting. East, West. Okay. Gavishta. The sun in the sky. Gum. To the ocean. Gata. Having gone. Tada. At that time. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. On his journey through these provinces, he was welcomed, worshipped, and given various presentations. In the evening, in all places, the Lord suspended his journey to perform evening rites. This was regularly observed after sunset. Purport. It is said here that the Lord observed the religious principles regularly while he was on the journey. There are certain philosophical speculations that even the Lord is under the obligations of fruitive action. But actually this is not the case. He does not depend on the action of any good or bad work. Since the Lord is absolute, everything done by him is good for everyone. But when he descends on earth, he acts for the protection of the devotees and for the annihilation of the impious non-devotees. Although he has no obligatory duty, still he does everything so that others may follow. That is the way of factual teaching. One must act properly himself and teach the same to others. Otherwise, no one will accept one's blind teaching. He is himself the awarder of fruitive activity, of fruitive results. He is self-sufficient, and yet he acts according to the rulings of the revealed scripture in order to teach us the process. If he does not do so, the common man may go wrong. But in the advanced stage, when one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, one does not try to imitate him. This is not possible. The Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone. But sometimes he does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living being. His acts of evening prayer, as stated herein, must be followed by the living being. But it is not possible to follow his mountain lifting or dancing with the gopis. One cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water, even from a filthy place. The most powerful can do something, which is all good, but our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. Therefore, in all actions, the experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifested mercy of the Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Munitam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Yukam Guru Deva Achalam Pangam Langayate Gyan Vyadkim Putam Tamam Mande Sri Gurum Dina Tahan. Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwara. Translation again. On his journey through these provinces, he was welcomed, worshipped, and given various presentations. In the evening, in all places, the Lord suspended his journey to perform evening rites. This was regularly observed after sunset. So we've been reading throughout this latter part of the chapter, how Krishna in all circumstances was giving the best example, and which is very critical. Yada yada hi dharma shak lanir bhavata no yad yada charati shestas tad tade vitaro jana. The Bhagavad Gita explains, the Lord explains in the Bhagavad Gita that whatever acts a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by his example, the common, what is, I'm sorry? Whatever exemplary acts he, well, whatever standards he sets, the common men follow. This is especially critical in human society. And we're seeing it practically in the modern, or in the present times, where there are so many bad examples. Of course, in previous times, the citizens were more advanced, and to set the example was readily accepted. But in the present times, due to the age of Kali, because the general mass of people, the common person, is very ignorant in all respects, they not only act foolishly, but they elect and they install foolish leaders. But here, the Lord is, of course, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so in all respects, everything he performs is a perfect and complete, as Prabhupada explains later on in the purport. But the Lord's example is there for all of us to understand and follow. Unfortunately, there are foolish people, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mamudha. There's foolish people who think that Krishna, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, that there are foolish philosophical speculations that Krishna is under the obligations of fruitive activities, that Krishna has some obligation, or that when he comes into this world, he's just like anyone else. And they deride Krishna for that purpose. They don't know his mudho yam nabijhanati. They're not aware of his unborn and inexhaustible nature. It's not that Krishna comes into this world like some conditioned soul who is subject to the various faults that are there within the conditioned souls, cheating, propensity, imperfect senses, etc. No, Krishna is not that. When Krishna comes, he's subject to what the conditioned souls are having to deal with. He's not deluded, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chibir Guna Mayur Bhavayur, that he's not deluded by the modes of nature. And struggling with the dualities of material life, as Prabhupada explains here, that Krishna does not depend on the action of any good or bad work. It's not that Krishna has to be concerned for the mundane laws and regulations. But at the same time, as Prabhupada points out here, he does set the proper example so that common people can follow. There's a great need in society for exemplary characters that someone is there that we can emulate. Even in mundane society, it's very common, it's obvious how we're always looking for some kind of example, whether it be by their dress or by their words or by their actions. We're always looking for someone who can give us that direction, give us that leadership or that inspiration. But again, that's something that's devoid in the Kali Yuga. Instead, it's leadership which is not only divisive, but it's totally misleading. And instead of giving the truth, we're given just a host of lies from morning till night. Morning till night, it's a host of lies. But when the absolute personality of Godhead comes, because he's absolute, he's his character or his activities and everything he does, as Prabhupada points out here, everything done by him is good. Not good just for a certain group of people or a certain species or a certain place, but it's good for everyone, as Prabhupada points out here. Although he has nothing to do, it's not that he has to. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The Vedic literatures describe that Krishna, the personality of Godhead, has nothing to do. It's not that he's obliged to do anything. Just like an important person in society, they don't have any obligation to come to the floor from his high office. No, but for the purpose of comforting and for the purpose of giving a good example and for the purpose of teaching, they come to the work floor and they mingle with the workers. And then, isn't it a good manager does that? They have this... I saw this one show one time, sometime back. I don't know if it's still there, but it's where the boss, undercover boss, it's called Undercover Boss. And what he does is he dresses like one of the workers, and he comes down onto the work floor, and he mingles with all the workers, and he, the purpose is to find, just like Lord Ramchandra did, just to find out what the workers are feeling, what they're wanting, what their complaints may be, what they think of the management. So, similarly, it's not that Krishna has something to do. But for the purpose of teaching and understanding the wants and desires of the living beings, but also to engage in pastime, that we know for sure. He comes into this material world, as Prabhupada points out here, he comes to protect his devotees and annihilate the non-devotees. In reality, he has nothing to do. His parts and parcels, he manifests himself, he acts through his different parts and parcels, which are acting naturally in sequence. And they're providing him with everything. It's not that he needs to separately search out or accomplish something, but his potencies are naturally providing him all of these the basic elements, knowledge, power, and pastimes. They're assisting him. So when Krishna comes into this world, he does of his own desire, and as Prabhupada points out here, that is the way of factual teaching. One must act properly himself and teach others the same to others. Otherwise, no one will accept one's blind teaching. Except, of course, some fool. Foolish people, they'll accept anyone's activities or words because of their ignorance, and because they're so full of material desires, they're looking for some particular thing, and this reinforces their feelings. But when Krishna comes, it's and as Prabhupada points out here, a factual teaching. It's done not whimsically or in some chaotic way. The teachers of the present times are just that, either acting whimsically or trying to create a chaos so that everyone becomes confused. Or even divided. This is their tact. But here, the perfect example is given of the Supreme Personality of God Himself, and who, again, is there? Where is there a better example? And if He were not to do so, as Prabhupada points out here, then everyone would do whatever, and chaos would reign, as we're practically experiencing in our daily lives, because there is no example. Everyone can just do whatever they like, whatever their whims may desire, there's no repercussions, but actually there is, and we're seeing it again in our present society, that because there's no proper example, society is in chaos, and there are repercussions. Innocent people will be victimized. If there's such a thing as innocent people, everyone here in the material world is guilty to some extent, for sure. That's why we're here. But because of that mismanagement, people are going off in the wrong direction. But as Prabhupada points out here, in the advanced stage, when one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam. If one can understand his transcendental nature, there is no question of trying to imitate him or trying to be something that we're not. Foolish people may try to imitate Krishna, but or they may even try to imitate great persons in a society, but that's not the example. That's not the proper course. Instead, one should try to follow in the footsteps. Again, as Krishna's setting the example here. So, if one comes to that advanced stage where one can see how Krishna's activities are transcendental, one will not try to imitate, but learn to relish them. Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone. Krishna, when he comes into this world, he's teaching by practical example what everyone should be doing. And what is that activity? That is a hearing and chanting about the transcendental activities of God. Engage in and regulated spiritual work. But again, we're devoid of that in this day and age because spirituality is not the goal of life. The goal of life is some material advancement or sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada points out here that Krishna's acts of evening prayer, as stated herein, must be followed by the living beings. So, it's not a optional. Of course, we have our choice. We have our free will that we can follow or not follow. But if one wants to advance properly in human society, then it's obligatory that the citizens should engage in a regulated spiritual activity. And in that way, become purified. Srila Prabhupada points out here that that everything Krishna does is absolute. And it's not that he does something that has a negative reaction. No. Instead, everything that Krishna does, Om Pavitra Pavitra Va Sarva Vasta Katopi Va, is explained in the Vedic literature, is that the Supreme Lord is supremely pure. And that everything he does is cleansing. So if we follow that example, then no matter what our condition may be, whether it's pure or impure, or having gone through all sorts of material conditions, if we simply engage in the process of Krishna consciousness, then even the most fallen persons can become advanced in human life. Again, Prabhupada makes that point here, that the most powerful can do something which is all good, but our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. Not that we try to imitate, but again, we try to follow. And therefore, in all actions, it's recommended that one be guided by the spiritual master. Because those personalities, Guru, Shu, Naramatir, these special personalities are not just ordinary personalities, but instead as the Vedic literatures describe, they're the personification of holy places. We go to holy places so that we can become purified, so that we can cleanse our hearts and minds of dirty things. So by that association, Bhavavidha Bhagavatas, again, it's by that association of such great personalities that one can become purified. That recommendation is being given here by Srila Prabhupada. They are the manifested mercy of the Lord and should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. There's no doubt. If one takes shelter of such great personalities and gets that guidance, then one can understand how Krishna is coming into this world. He's performing these wonderful transcendental pastimes, and they're all there as an example for us to follow. And make our lives perfect. As Prabhupada points out here at the end, the path of progress will be assured. There's no doubt. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. So in today's verse, it is said that whenever Lord Krishna stops in one place, so he will execute his evening duties. It looks like that Lord Krishna is paying more attention about the evening program, whereas we are paying more attention about the morning program. It looks like a little bit contradiction. Can you explain a little bit more?
Krishna also performed morning rites when he was in Dwarka. So Krishna did all that as well. And in the evening, he would spend time with his family. So Krishna did that when he was in Dwarka. But when one travels, it's more challenging. When you're going from place to place, you're traveling during the daytime. When you finally camp in the evening, you do something to finish the day. So chant Hare Krishna, have a little prasadam. Read some Krishna book. But during the day, just like in our own experience, the day is full of activity. We get charged in the morning so that we can go out and preach all day, and in the evening you settle down with some nice soothing spiritual activity. Again, we're in a stationary place. It's not that we're having to go from place to place. Of course, if you're a sannyasi, that may be different. One travels. Lord Chaitanya would travel. Also, when he was on his tour, he would travel through South India, and then in the evening he would gather with his devotees, and they would engage in kirtan. So no contradictions, just time and place. Sometimes you have to make adjustments, but the most important thing is that the hearing and the chanting should be there whenever you can manage. Any other questions, comments? Hi, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.